to take us about another 10 minutes to get the paperwork up here. And we do have an amendment we can work on while we're doing that. It's this handwritten amendment regarding SMRT. My understanding is that it's just technical language to amend the Senate position on this. Mr. Giel.
Madam Chair, this provision has been adopted by the Conference Committee, so this will put this into the bill.
So this would be an amendment to the provision that's been adopted?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I would move that we extend the time for the Conference Committee to meet by half an hour.
Any discussion? The motion is to extend the time of the Conference Committee by half an hour. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Was that a sigh of relief?
So, Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the handwritten amendment to the Conference Committee. I don't know what the price word is. The SMRT part of that we have already adopted, and that would be on R10 of Article 9.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then is Ms. Kavanagh here?
Yeah.
We have an amendment regarding COBRA. Representative Huntley and members, this is a proposal that we were working on. Had not gotten a fiscal note, weren't sure if we would. And we got one this afternoon, and so it will be part of our offer. And in order to expedite our half an hour of time we have here, we'd like to amend the Senate bill to include this language. The concept here is that we take advantage of the federal government's offer for uninsured people to receive COBRA coverage with federal matching funds. And for people who would be qualified for that and who also would be qualified for Minnesota Care or medical assistance, we would further subsidize the purchase of that COBRA insurance. Yes. And we thought that might have some savings, and it turns out it does. It has some costs in Minnesota Care, but it has savings in the general fund. And, of course, this only lasts as long as the COBRA insurance subsidy from the federal government is available, so it is not long-term savings, but I think we're all looking for all the savings we can get. And so This is something we'd like to amend onto the Senate language, and we're handing out the fiscal note. So, once the if the House wants to consider this, this would be new revenue that they might be able to include in their bill, too. Representative Huntley.
Madam Chair, could you just sort of explain the who does the administration of this? You know, obviously, they're going to get their COBRA through their employer or former employer, say. And so how's the paperwork going to go so that we can pay the 35%?
Well, it's been a while. It requires employers and plan administrators to provide a notice to qualified individuals of the additional state subsidy. And then the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development would inform applicants when they are applying for unemployment benefits of the availability of this additional subsidy and eligibility requirements so that the individual may apply. And I believe the idea here would be to provide the reimbursement to the individual.
So the total cost of state.
If I got that wrong, somebody help me.
Madam Chair, it's been a while since I've been looking at this, but it seems to me the federal stimulus also provides a subsidy to the employer to do the paperwork. Isn't that in there? Or they get to deduct something? Representative Thiessen is our expert on this.
Well, the COBRA subsidy is just paid through the, it's, they pay it and then they get to,
I guess,
they get to withhold their FICA stuff.
Okay. I guess that the payment is actually made to the entity that is paying the COBRA premium payment, so it's not to the individual. It would be to the employer or the party administrator.
Madam Chair. Oh, you done?
Representative Abler.
Oh, who's got
that? Excuse me, I can't do that.
Oh, I just didn't know how to gavel. What day is it? I don't know.
Abler.
What meeting is it? So why isn't there, I mean, I understand the general fund savings, but there's a net cost to the state, and is that because the 35% of the premium is higher than the cost that they're already, we're already expending for what they're getting from us?
The subsidy is being paid by Minnesota Care.
The 35%.
Mm-hmm.
But we get 65% from the feds, right? For the federal share of the COBRA. Is that right?
We get.
Do we become the employer or for the. They pay us?
Pay part of
the 65%?
No.
Oh, we don't get any of the money.
We're not getting the federal COBRA money. That goes to pay for
the plan,
the COBRA coverage.
Right.
And then we would be paying an additional subsidy for the COBRA coverage to become more affordable to people who otherwise would be eligible for Minnesota Care or Medicaid.
And is that because the COBRA is so much higher than our per member per month?
Well, I think the theory here was that even with the federal subsidy for many of the individuals who otherwise would be eligible for MA or Minnesota Care, it would still be too expensive, and they wouldn't take the option. And instead, they would look to the state program. And this is a way for them to get some state help to take advantage of the federal option. And we're not paying much of it, but
no, I understand.
The feds are paying most of it.
Well, I think it's meritorious. I'm not going there, but I So I appreciate that. So where these people are getting a private coverage.
Yes.
It's kind of like one of the Gottwald ideas there, Madam Chair. And so there would be a positive impact on hospitals and providers from this compared to those who are there. And so it'd be interesting just for somebody to figure out that the impact of the state and even the net cost might be offset by benefits to the providers that are suffering some consequence elsewhere in the bill. So I knew you'd come around, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. This is great.
So, Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Well, I'd like to thank you for this amendment, too. We'll have to figure out how it fits in. As we've been working on this for several months, and I guess my only frustration is that a proposal very similar to this, we've gotten fiscal notes that are tens and tens of millions of millions of dollars. And so my only frustration is, again, with a little bit with the fiscal noting process that we've seen with various bills, but I do appreciate the fact that you've moved in this direction.
Representative Thiessen, I can't tell you how many hundreds of hours of meetings we've had over various fiscal notes to get them refined. We've gotten technical assistance to do that and to get them actually through the fiscal note process. So it's good to see once in a while one of them pans out.
So, Madam Chair, I would move the A44 amendment to the Senate language.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Then we have just a couple of other sections that are open in Article 1 that the staff says we could adopt that are technical or non-money. Article 1, Section 1, House only relates to shifting background study responsibilities from the county to DHS. I think this was for the foster care.
Madam Chair, I would move the House language in Article 1, Section 1.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Then in Article 1, Section 2 of the House and Section 1 of the Senate relates to licensure to provide services in up to 10 counties. And the staff recommends the House language because it has the most current amendments without the fee increase in paragraph A.
Is that the fraud investigation stuff?
I believe so. Is this in regard to the fraud investigators?
No, Madam Chair. This was, I think, a proposal from ARM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we amend this language already?
We did amend this language on the House side, I think.
Yeah, there's an amendment to it that was already adopted. That was
to the House language.
It's technical, requested by the department, and now we just need to adopt. But the fees were still open, so we didn't adopt either section, and now I think the fees have been determined, the licensing fees. So staff recommends that we adopt the House language without the fee increase to match the tracking.
So we amended it, but we never adopted the article.
Right.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move that we had in Article 1, we adopt the House language for Section 2.
Without the fees in paragraph A.
Okay, without the fees in paragraph A.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the department told me there is one more section in Article 2 that relates to the group residential housing line item on the tracking. It's a house.
Direct us to the side-by-side comparison.
Page 5, House Only, Section 8. Relates to a GRH food stamp demonstration project expansion.
Can you just direct us to the actual language? R5.
It's on R13. This amends the group residential housing chapter of law and expands this demonstration project to October 1st of 2009.
Yes. Ms. White, so are not all of the group residential housing projects in the federal food stamp program?
Madam Chair, it's my understanding that no, they're not.
And so this would just add some more counties to be in that program? I thought we had done that for all the counties in the state.
I'm not sure. DHS is trying to...
Who's passing this? Thanks, Steve. Madam Chair, members of the conference committee, no, we don't have all the facilities that could be eligible for this enrolled in food stamps. This was our GRH page in the governor's budget, and I think both of these sections relate to getting the savings on that page.
Okay. Any other questions?
Madam, is it Article 5, Section 8?
Mm-hmm.
House language.
Mm-hmm.
I would move in Article 5, Section 8 of the House language.
Article 2, Madam Chair.
Article 2, Section 8.
Oh, Article 2. Excuse me. I would move in Article 2, Section 8 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, did we do Article 7 along with that? The section right before it, which does the same thing. Just in a different.
Except for the effective dates, you could adopt it.
We've already adopted that, I think.
Except the effective date?
Except
mm-hmm.
for effective okay. dates.
Did we adopt it?
Mm-hmm.
Article 2, Section 7.
I said Article 2.
Madam Chair, I have
I think he wants to comment.
Amendment while they're checking that out, that 106 amendment. This is amending the House only language, but we'd like mm-hmm. to get this.
Sure.
What it does is it takes out some prescriptive language that we'd be adding to statute about application assistance and online stuff and move it into more of that the department would come back and tell us how we better would do that. And it also takes out some language about imposing a new income methodology or a study for that and kind of rewrites that language around a study of income methodology. So the deletions are pieces that do the same, largely the same things that are in the new language. The new language is just cleaner.
Are Are there any questions or any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment is adopted.
I don't know, you guys want to take a look? You want to take a look at this language before?
Yeah, we.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we could just take another short recess.
Can we?
All I got was that the sheets will be up in about 5 minutes.
If we've already adopted Section 7 of Article 2, I don't see an effective date in there that we left behind. Can we just?
Madam Chair, there might be some confusion. The article or the Section 8 we just adopted was a group residential housing one from the House Article 2. And we did adopt Section 7 related to group residential housing. But then there's another Section 7 and 8 related to child care that were in House Article 7 that have not been adopted. On page 2 of the staff side by side.
Different article.
No. Articles, Section 7 of Article 2 is the child care.
But Section 7 of Article 4 is the child care. In there's two articles of the House language within this staff side by side. One of them, 7 and 8 of one of them deal with child care, 7 and 8 of another one deal with GRH.
Okay.
Anyway, the one that we were talking about on page R13, you know, has been adopted when we did identical
language. So we haven't adopted either Section 7 or 8 on R4 or R5.
Right.
Okay.
This will probably be the last time, but Madam Chair, I would move that we extend the time of the committee until
. Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
I'm going to laugh.
Isn't it?
Now I would just ask for a 5-minute recess.